Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View. You can email me at bruce@bruceallen.com. That's Bruce and Sallen, S-A-L-L-A-N, S like in Santa Claus. You can email me. I already told you that. You can tweet me at Bruce Allen. You can follow Boomer Tech Talk at boomertechtalk.com or tweet it at Boomer Tech Talk. So continuing with our Christmas special, what is Christmas without family and without kids? And obviously there are many, many songs that feature kids singing or are certainly about kids. And I think one of the first was called I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus. And we have two versions for you here. One is the original, and I'll tell you who did that. And one is someone else I am sure you will recognize. Here we go.
I saw Mommy kissing Santa Claus underneath the mistletoe last night. She didn't see me creep down the stairs to have a peep. She thought that I was tucked up in my bedroom fast asleep.
I know you recognize Michael Jackson and his brothers, but did you know the first one? Done by one-hit wonder Jimmy Boyd, a 12-year-old kid, back in 1952. Our next song is from the album I referred to, the Great Beach Boys Christmas album, and it is a marvelous song, an original Christmas song in this case, called The Man with All the Toys.
Someone found a lighted house late one night, and he saw through the wind, no sight.
Again, that was Brian Wilson and the Beach Boys from their marvelous Christmas album, and that song was called The Man with All the Toys. Brian Wilson was a marvelous, or is a, he's still alive, a marvelous songwriter who had a very tortured and troubled life, as most of you may know. But there were two albums that came out that don't relate to Christmas albums, but I have to share it with you, that were really pivotal albums of their time. Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band by the Beatles, of course, was a breakthrough album, and Brian Wilson wanted to respond, and he created what was an equally good album but never got the same acclaim. It was called Pet Sounds. That's a piece of trivia you can put away. Next up is the classic Silent Night, and I will play for you two versions, one, of course, by Elvis Presley, and the other one is very funny, but I dig it. So here we go, Silent Night.
Streams from heaven.
That was Elvis Presley doing Silent Night. You may not know how much he cared about gospel music and God and was really a religious and very respectful man. He does another song, a Christmas song that I think is a classic called Blue Christmas, which if you don't know it, please get it. Coming up next is the classic version of Silver Bells by the great and late Kate Smith, who has been honored with a postage stamp of her own.
City sidewalks, busy sidewalks, dressed in holiday style. In the air, there's a feeling of Christmas. Children laughing, people passing, meeting smile after smile. On every street corner you hear silver bells,
silver bells,
silver bells,
silver bells.
It's Christmas time in the city.
Ring-a-ling, hear them ring. Christmas Day. City sidewalks, busy sidewalks, dressed in holiday style. In the air there's a feeling of Christmas. Children laughing, people passing, meeting smile after smile. And on every street corner you hear silver bells,
silver bells,
silver bells,
silver bells.
It's Christmas time in the city. Ring-a-ling,
ring-a-ling,
hear them ring,
hear them ring.
Soon it will be Christmas Day.
Well, welcome back. I snuck in another one. Ha ha ha. That was the Andrews Sisters doing Silver Bells also. I must give credit right now before I forget to my producer and engineer, Richard Dugan, who has assembled all this great music, or I should say has put it together and done the actual clips. I assembled it and he made it all sound great. Thank you very much, Richard. I'm going to play for you yet another song from the great, very great Beach Boys album, another original that Brian Wilson wrote. It's called Little Saint Nick, and here it comes.
Ooh, Merry Christmas, Saint.
Christmas comes this time each year.
Ooh,
well, way up north where the air gets cold, there's a tale about Christmas that you've all been told.
Great song, great song, great song. Thank you, Mr. Wilson. Another arbitrary favorite of mine, but it's been done repeatedly. I am not completely sure if the first version was done by Brenda Lee, but I believe it was. Here is Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree.
Rockin' around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop. Mistletoe hung where you can see, every couple tries to stop. Rockin' around the Christmas tree, let the Christmas spirit ring. Later we'll have some pumpkin pie and we'll do some caroling. You will get a sentimental feeling when you hear voices singing, let's be jolly, deck the halls with boughs of holly.
Thank you, Brenda Lee. I love that song. So, we are coming to the end of this segment. This is the Bruce Salin Show, and you can write or tweet me, bruce@brucesalin.com. That's Bruce and S-A-L-L-A-N, S like in sleigh ride, and tweet me at Bruce Salin. We'll be right back with my all-time favorite song of Christmas and the holiday season.